Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Today, Professor Todd Green, who is the center of our study as we look at his seminar with the same title, Islamophobia and the 2020 election, will be attacking the Republicans once again because he believes they are the source of the problem of having Islamophobia in America. First, he will talk in general about the Republicans, but then he will continue to attack specific members like Ben Carson, Ted Cruz, and others. So without further ado, here is the repeated lies of Professor Todd Green, and then we'll hear our rebuttal to it.
So that gets us to what all of you probably remember is the most recent election. But what you're seeing here again is this trend towards a recognition, at least in the Republican Party, or elements of the Republican Party, not all Republican candidates, that appealing to Islamophobia, trying to tap into anti-Muslim anxiety or hostility, is an overt strategy that they see it has potential, even though it didn't technically work in the long run in the 2012 election cycle. But in 2016 is a different story. For starters, we still have the continuation of this notion that Obama is a Muslim, but you start to see how significant this is in terms of party affiliation, among other things. So it's 54% of Republicans, according to this poll in 2015, a majority, who are articulating this notion that Obama is a Muslim. Much smaller among Democrats, but it's there amongst all these affiliations and across religious boundaries.
Yes, indeed, my friends. Now we are moving with Professor Todd Green to the 2016 election. But before we get to it, he has to say something else, which is what we call the repeating of the lies. You see, Joseph Goebbels was right. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. And that's exactly what Professor Green is doing. We already talked about Obama. We know Obama is a Muslim. But now he's telling us that, hey, even though he was not running for office 2016, but still these evil conservative Republicans believe that he is a Muslim. As a matter of fact, the number of the Republicans who believe Obama is Muslim is growing. 54% of the Republicans of America believe that Obama is a Muslim. But here's the good news, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. This number is much smaller percentage among the Democrats. I mean, I don't understand why Professor Green is so interested to convince us that Obama is not a Muslim. And why is he smearing the Republicans? But here is the reality. We must expose his lie even if he repeats it 300 times. Obama is a Muslim. Like it or not, he is a Muslim. Not because Usama Dakdok said so, but because Allah said so. Obama was born from a Muslim daddy and a Muslim grandpa. Therefore, he's a Muslim. Obama said the Shahada, which is to bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. He said it so many times in the Arabic language as a Muslim student in the country of Indonesia. And that itself will make anybody a Muslim, even if you were born in a Christian home, or in a Jewish home, or an atheist home. So these are the two reasons why Obama is a Muslim. This is the end of the story about Obama is a Muslim. But I believe Professor Green is so smart. Not only did he defend Obama by telling us that he's not a Muslim, but he also attacks the Republicans because he tells us about their trend. This is what they do all the time. This Republican Party candidates, he said not all of them, but most of them, appeal to Islamophobia by trying to tap into Muslim anxiety or hostility. The Republicans hate the Muslims. No, no, Professor Green, we don't hate the Muslims. As a matter of fact, as I said it before, you hate the Muslims. By not telling them the truth about Christ and the falsehood of Islam, you are helping them to continue to live as Muslims, and when they die, they will spend eternity in hell. We love the Muslims. We hate Islam, but we love the Muslims. As it's always been known in Christianity, we hate sin, but we love sinners. Muslims are, once again, victims number one of Islam. And we love them, and we want them out of that savage cult. And that is the true love which every Christian ought to give to their Muslim neighbors. Loves them for Jesus, loves them for eternity in heaven, by removing them out of that cult of Islam. Well, let's continue a little bit more with Professor Todd Green to learn about the special hatred which not only exists in the Republican Party, but in those who support Mr. Trump personally.
Among Trump supporters in 2015, August of 2015, two-thirds believe that Obama is a Muslim. He's not even running for the presidency anymore, right? I mean, this is the end of his second term. But that anxiety is there, and that narrative is still being pushed in some quarters because Obama is the face of the Democratic Party. He's still the leader of the Democratic Party. So tying him with being a Muslim, and again, thinking of Muslim as being a word that's really a slur, right? A racial slur in many ways, is very prominent here.
This is exactly what I call the propaganda of the liberals and their leader, Professor Green. Yes, indeed, boys and girls, 54% of the conservative of America think that Obama is a Muslim. And now those who love Trump, those who support Trump, the number grows to be two-thirds. That is 66% of them. Once again, Obama is a Muslim, like it or not. We don't hate the Muslim people. We love the Muslim people. And the only difference between me and Professor Todd Green is that I'm an expert on Islam, and I know how evil Islam is. But Professor Green does not have a clue what he is talking about. For he believes that Islam is love, Islam is peace. That's why the Republicans are hateful and Islamophobic people. Once again, we challenge you or any of your scholars, those who taught you Islam, for a debate that we can settle this once and for all. Democrats love Muslims for hell. We conservative Christians love Muslims for heaven, for Jesus. That is the only difference. Now, Obama is the face of the Democrat or not, trust me, it had nothing to do with Obama. As you just said, he's no longer running for office. This was in the end of his second term. But guess what? The Democratic Party is still here. And Muslims will continue to use the Democratic Party as useful idiots to take over America. Watch it, America. Every new election, there will be more new Muslim candidates who will be running as Democrats. And I'm not going to be surprised in the near future that you will see also some Muslims running as Republican because they are very smart. They are great deceivers. So with or without Obama, the Democratic Party is the party of the Muslims. Liberals love to give this country to the Muslims. Just today, we learn about Congresswoman Ilhan Omar speaking to the Muslims of Mexico and telling them that they are persecuted as Muslims in Gaza are persecuted. You see, the Jewish people built a wall to protect their country from the jihadi of Hamas and Fatah. And Mr. Trump is building a wall to protect Americans from the Muslims of Mexico. This is the true agenda of the Muslims. They are the ones who are spreading hate, not us. So in simple words, more Muslims will be running for different offices through the Democratic Party. And these Muslims are creating hostility, even with the illegal Muslims who are south of our border. And those liberal politicians, Muslims or not, would love to have these Muslims in America.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Now let us move on with Professor Green to learn more about Ben Carson, to see how evil that man also is as a conservative Republican candidate.
As far as some other candidates, Ben Carson was one of the earliest ones to jump out and try the playbook of the likes of Newt Gingrich and Herman Cain from the last election cycle. So in one interview, he argued he would not advocate putting a Muslim in charge of this nation. Muslims shouldn't be allowed to be president, even though the Constitution forbids a religious test. He wouldn't agree with that.
It seems to me Professor Green does not like anybody to speak out his mind about the Muslims or Islam. So now he sees Ben Carson is also using or trying the same playbook which Newt Gingrich or Mr. Herman Cain have used in the past. So what about Dr. Ben Carson? He said he argued that he would not advocate putting a Muslim in charge of this nation. Muslims should never be allowed to be president. Listen carefully now. Even though the Constitution forbids a religious test, and that is a good excuse all liberals love to use, as they did when Obama ran for the office. And here is my answer, my friends. Listen to me very carefully now. Have the original fathers who wrote the Constitution for the American people read the book of the Quran once in their life? I promise you, it will be in bold statement in our Constitution. As they will write, you will never allow a Muslim man or a woman to run for any office in America, not only for the presidential office, but for any office in America. All that it takes for the people of America to change their mind about having a Muslim in any political office is simply reading the Quran. If the American people learn about Islam, trust me, there will not be one person in America, a liberal or a Republican, who will ever say, hey, let's vote for a Muslim to be in charge of this country in any position. Did you notice Professor Green told us that the number grew from 15% to 25% to almost 66% of those who hate the Muslims? No, of those who were educated about Islam and the Muslims. Here is a fact. The reason why Muslims leave Islam is simply because they read the Quran and learn about their Prophet Muhammad. Can you imagine that with me? It is not because they hate the Muslims, but because they learned about their own religion, Islam itself. That is obviously if they use logic as they learn about their own cult. Because there are plenty of Muslims who know Muhammad to be a savage man, an evil person, but they still believe in him. Why? Because they believe that's what Allah wants. And if Allah wants Muhammad and the Muslims to kill all the Jews and kill all the Christians and rape their wives and their daughters, why not? It is the will of Allah and it must be accomplished. That is what we call blindly believing in Islam. So obviously Ben Carson knows something about Islam and what the Muslim agenda is for America. What he said was right. It is unconstitutional for Muslims to run for any office in America because they are here to destroy our freedom. Because they're here to take America for Allah and for Muhammad by practicing Sharia, Islamic law, as they have already wrote by their own hands in the strategic goal for Muslims in North America. These are the same Muslims who are running for offices in America. But let's continue a little bit more with Professor Green's opinion of Ben Carson. That's when he said,
he invoked Sharia again, right? This is not an accident. Now we're seeing a very consistent appeal to fear over Sharia law. And he invokes a new tactic that wasn't there in 2012, a fear over something called takiya, which a decade ago I wasn't even talking about, but today now everyone's scared of takiya. Takiya historically comes from Shia Islam, and the rough explanation of this is that this is a doctrine that's allowed Muslims in certain circumstances in which they find themselves under persecution or the life is being threatened, that they can withhold their religious identity from their oppressors or persecutors. What this has become in certain far-right circles in the Islamophobia industry, and then adapted by some prominent presidential candidates like Carson, is a doctrine that Muslims are encouraged by Islam to lie to the rest of us, to hide their true agenda of trying to take over the country, which is not actually what takiya is about at all. But it's a strange-sounding word, right? And it's like Sharia falls in the same category. It sounds like something dangerous. But we have now overt appeals to that with people like Carson.
So now Professor Todd Green is attacking Ben Carson concerning two very important facts about Islam. The first one is Sharia. As you have heard him, he invoked Sharia again, right? Yes, indeed, sir. The subject of Sharia will never leave America. We already supporting it with our own money. That is in Sharia finance. Have you ever drank Coca-Cola lately, sir? Do you know that every time you drink a bottle of Coca-Cola, you give 2.5% of the profit to the Muslim Brotherhood, to Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Sharia is all over America. Listen to my presentation about revealing the truth about Sharia, Islamic law, so you can learn about Sharia. Because here we go, Professor Todd Green is using the words Sharia law. That means he is ignorant of even the topic itself. Sharia is the word law. And when Professor Green says Sharia law, he's saying la-la. As I said before, I repeat, that means he is living in la-la land and he has no clue what he's talking about. Sharia cover all aspects of Muslims' life. And if they're living here, they're practicing Sharia. And the sad thing is, they are forcing Sharia on us, the American people, and the American people do not realize it yet. You know why? Because liberal people like Professor Green here are mocking the idea that there is anything wrong with Sharia. Well, keep being ignorant, sir, because that will bring destruction to you and to the rest of the country. As the scripture stated, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and you have zero knowledge about Sharia. Now, the second attack Professor Green used against Ben Carson is takiya. And what do you know about takiya, Professor Green? Maybe nothing. He learned some lies from Muslim Sunni who told him only the Muslims who belong to the Shia practice that. Excuse me, you mean takiya is not for the Sunni to practice? And Professor Green is talking about takiya as it is something in history, not in Islam. He's covering takiya historically, not spiritually. As if Allah in the Quran did not tell the Muslim people to lie through takiya. You know why? Because Professor Green never read the Quran. And so it is with the rest of the liberals of America. Have you went to Quran chapter 3 and verse 28 and read what Allah said there about takiya, he will figure out that we have a problem with Islam, which is the problem of not trusting them because they are professional liars, as Allah gives them the right to lie to us. I am talking about every Muslim who believes in the Quran. All the schools of thought on Islam teach it's okay to practice Quran 3:28. And we talked about it in the past, but I believe it's very important that we should cover it again. So here is the word of Allah. Allah said, believers, do not take the infidels for friends rather than believers. And whoever does this, so he has nothing to do with Allah, except that you should guard yourself from them cautiously. And Allah himself warns you, and to Allah is the final return. This is the verse of takiya, sir. And it's very simple. It is the word of Allah. It is a command of the Quran to the Muslim believers. It is Sharia. Allah told the Muslim believers here never to take infidels for friends. But they can. Where? In the exception. What is the exception? Except that you should guard yourself from them. The word guard yourself from them, it is the word takiya. And if you read the interpretation of that verse by any Muslim scholars, you see that they said Muslim believers can take infidels for friends by their tongues, not by their hearts. And this can only be practiced by the Muslims who live in a country when they are not strong in it. So you can lie to the full liberal Americans like Professor Green and make them believe that Muslims are friendly. But that is only friendship with the tongue, sir. And someday in America, when the Muslim will have the upper hand, meaning become stronger in the land, they will not be in peace with any infidel. As Allah stated in Quran 47 and verse 35, do not be weak, do not call for peace when you have the upper hand. This is the reality of Islam, which you yourself do not know anything about. And that's why you choose not to talk about these verses from the Quran in any of your lectures, sir. So taqiyya is real. Taqiyya is Islam. Taqiyya, it's all Muslims of all denominations. They can lie. They can take us as friends with their tongue, but with their heart, they hate our guts. And they can be peaceful with us for a long time until they have the upper hand. And that's when you kiss that peace goodbye. Because then Sharia will be practiced fully in America, like it or not. Because if you choose not to accept their laws and their rules, you're dead. And that's the end of America, sir. And I'm amazed about the interpretation of Professor Green himself, who tells us that only Muslims do that in some circumstances, when they are persecuted. Well, let me put it this way, when they do not have the upper hand, sir. That's how they took over the world in the past, and that's how they're taking over Europe today, and that's how they will take over America tomorrow. What circumstances which allow Muslim men to lie? If that's the case, why not all the Christians in the Middle East lied and denied Jesus Christ and they saved their life? Do you know how many millions of Christians were killed by the hand of the Muslims because they refused to deny their Christianity? All what the Muslim asks us in Egypt is to just to say the Shahada and we should live. But my ancestors refused under any circumstance to repeat words in Arabic to save their life, because they know to say the Shahada is to become a Muslim, which means they deny Christianity, but they choose to die over to say some sentence, even if they didn't mean it in their heart, and save their life. That's why 4 million Christians were slaughtered in Egypt by the hand of the loving Muslim believers, whom sadly not only killed the Christian men, but took their wives and their daughters to rape them, to raise the Muslim generations of Egypt. This is a history lesson for you, Professor Green, if you are interested to learn something about Islam and taqiyya, and to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.